You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Every year on Heritage Day, there's a whole lot of conversations about what heritage means, how we are celebrating our diverse cultures and also the traditions that bring us together. But there's not enough talk about the legacy we're leaving behind for the future game changers of South Africa. That, of course, being the youth, and that is the view of Ravi Naidu, the CEO of the Youth Employment Services, or YES, the program that was launched by the current administration, which aims to get business to help the government create critical skills for young people in South Africa. But we do have Ravi for more on this. And Ravi, thanks so much for joining us here. So you feel that we're not talking enough about the legacy we are leaving behind for the future generation. Why so?
Yes, thanks, Fifi. You know, I think, you know, when you look at Heritage Day, it's really a day to think about the future, and it's really about what we are all doing to build a good future for the country. So it's not about the past as much as it is about how are we assisting and empowering the youth to build the future. So I think, you know, clearly when we talk about the future, we're talking about youth, and the key aspect is really around how do we help young people to become more economically active. And if you look at levels of unemployment and, you know, just the work that needs to be done to support the youth, you know, there's we still have a huge deficit that we have to cover. So I think really that needs to be the focus of Heritage Day, is about that.
And then who needs to be leading these conversations in your view? Is it government? Is it business? Is it the parents? Is it the teachers? Is it young people themselves?
I think it's a combination. So the Youth Employment Service is, as you said in the introduction, it's a private sector program. It's funded by the private sector, but it's supporting the presidency and the Department of Trade and Industry. And it's it would be, you know, obviously important that it's supported by growing economy and public schools that are, you know, more effective. So there's a range of stakeholders that need to play a role, but certainly, you know, the Youth Employment Service is principally looking at what the public sector can do in support of the private sector.
Mm-hmm. Because the current reality amongst most young people right now is a reality of joblessness. We had the latest jobs numbers come out. While we did create some jobs, we still have a lot of people who don't have jobs, and a lot of young people who don't have jobs. So there's a lot of realness of unemployment. There's a lot of reality around despair for most young people, hopelessness. And although there are various initiatives around, including what YES is trying to do, there's a feeling that things are not happening fast enough to grow this economy and to create opportunities for young people right now. So how do we change that? How do we accelerate the impact of some of these initiatives currently underway, like YES?
Right. So of course, you know, we would be able to solve the problem nationally of youth unemployment if there was economic growth and if the quality of schools were better, so people could also do more themselves. But, you know, while we try to do that as a country, we still have to try to see what are the things we can all in our own programs do to have an impact. So I think, you know, so YES has put 120,000 youth into employment, mainly with the private sector. And we are hoping that a lot of that, of those 120,000 youth, will themselves be the game changers. So we're also trying to find a way to get youth into the game, as it were, to also start to create jobs and become professionals and leaders. So we're finding that in our program, because when you get a bit of work experience, particularly in the private sector, you actually become 7 to 10 times more employable for your big job. So we're finding quite a strong impact from our 120,000 alumni. We're also finding that about 15% of our 120,000 youth have gone on to do entrepreneurial work. So, you know, we while we are pushing to do the big national questions, we're really trying to get as many youth as possible into, you know, and also into jobs in exciting future-facing sectors, IT, drones, solar PV, all the things we need to build as a country. So I think there is a need to do as much as you can within the space and the opportunities that we have. And I think that kind of sort of adds up to a bigger impact as a whole. For the country.
So as you said, I mean, the economy are not growing at the pace that is required to really fix the situation, not only for young people, but for most South Africans. And in the absence of that growth, you talk about fixing the education system or quality education and the right skills. So let's talk about that. I mean, what should we be doing right now as interventions to improve the education system? And perhaps I'm going to put a full stop there. I'm going to pause there and I'll ask you the second question after we interrogate how we can improve the education system.
So, it's a bit out of my wheelhouse in the sense that we our program is in a way receiving on the receiving end of people come out of schools. But there's two groups of youth that come through in the economy. They're the people coming through schools which have been properly resourced and the teachers are well trained and they are going to do quite well internationally, and that's maybe 20-25% of the school population. And I would say the real challenge we have is about the bottom 50% of schools, the ones that really do the worst, and we kind of know which those are. There really has been very little improvement in that. And so the problem isn't the private schools, it isn't the Model C schools, it isn't a number of the schools which, you know, we see in the headlines for all the good reasons. The challenge is there isn't enough attention on the worst performing schools. And I think if we can focus on the bottom 50% of schools and try to improve the quality aspects, you know, just ensure people have more access to digital infrastructure, maybe bring in supplementary teachers who can support learning, find more ways to support the teachers themselves who, you know, would also be struggling to cope with a curriculum and so on. So if we could focus on those schools, I think you would have a better result. We haven't really made progress in those bottom 50% schools for decades, and I think that's really the challenge.
Mm-hmm. I think most people would agree with you there, but the second part of my question is, what are the right skills to give young people for this economy and where this economy is headed right now?
So I think that's a very good question, because there are opportunities for us to also help young people leapfrog up the employment opportunities, because we find that many of the jobs now require you to at least be familiar with something to do with technology. So, the labor market is changing. So, in fact, all countries, even countries that were actually ahead of us, we're all in a bit of a race to see who can prepare the youth to be able, let's say, to work with smartphones, to be comfortable with ChatGPT, to understand and be comfortable with things like drones, just to be able to, because all of these things are being integrated into all kinds of jobs. So we're going to find big changes in the labor market, and countries that can help their youth just to become a little bit more comfortable with technology, play with these things while they're at school, have exposure to them in their first jobs. That's really where we're going to have the biggest impact. And the same would apply to teachers. So there is a chance for South Africa to actually start to catch up, because, you could, through the use of technology, just mean lots of children in schools where they would be having deficient teaching can all learn more online. So suddenly the teacher is available across, the whole province, as it were. So just because it's an online teacher. So there are ways in which we can try to look at how we integrate those into schools to actually take advantage of it. And I think South Africa is also quite well placed, because we have a lot of ICT and financial sector and service sector industries which are doing quite well. And if there's a partnership between the public sector and those industries, we could probably also, have quite a few benefits for young people to really get on the fast track and become more competitive internationally.
All right. So I think you've given us quite a lot of food for thought there, beyond all the bride meat that most people would have been eating on the day, or Heritage Day, as it were. But conversations on how to use Heritage Month as a catalyst to shape a better future for all. Ravi, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. Ravi Naidu, he's the CEO of the YES program.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.